The Workshop Downtown Podcast with
Ashley Ayala
and Kelly Bennett. This is a weekly podcast for people seeking to build a cool brand, business, lifestyle, and impact. Each week, we'll talk shop about the real behind the scenes of being a small business owner. We'll also talk to local change makers, interview people we adore, and just share about things that we dig.
Welcome back, guys, to the Workshop Downtown. It is episode 17.
Oh, man.
I know.
Things are rocking and rolling.
I just asked our producer, Brianna, I said, oh, we're like 13 now, right? And she's like, no, we're like 17, I think. And we had to double check because it didn't seem real. But
it's true.
It's true.
It's true.
Episode 17. And today we're going to talk about how to get out of your summer slump. So we're coming up on the end of summer.
Yes.
And I think we're all feeling the summer slumpies. I'm going to call that. Where you just...
The summer slumpies,
I mean, if you live in Las Vegas or any other place that's, you know, relatively warm, it's hard to get out of your house.
So I feel like in the Southwest, we have the summer slumpies because it's so freaking hot to go outside.
Yes.
Where in New York or East Coast, you get, like, the winter slumpies because it's too cold to go outside. Mm-hmm. So I feel like we're experiencing that right now. Guys, yes. It's like... How hot is it?
We're in hibernation mode. It's like
120 degrees?
Yeah, something like that.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's like abnormal. That's a very hot situation.
It is.
So we don't go outside much.
Yeah. We just go from inside to inside, which we were talking about earlier. Have we had our podcast since we had the meetup? I don't think we've
No,
been.
We haven't.
Okay, so
oh,
we
yes.
did a meetup a couple weeks ago before I went on vacation, and we had, for the workshop downtown... We had talked about it on the podcast, I believe, yeah. Having a little meetup for different creatives to come meet, learn about the workshop downtown, meet each other, and it was incredible.
Tell them what our goal was, like, 10 people.
We were like, we'll put it up on Instagram and see, yeah, if we get 10, 15 people, that'll be great.
That'd be so cool. I'm not gonna lie, that morning, I'm like, if 5 people come, and Ashley and I don't have to eat a whole breakfast buffet by ourselves, like, that would be really cool.
That would
cool.
be awesome. Yeah, and what ended up happening was, we went to standing room only, and
yes.
then we found out from Lane at Public Us that, they have 40 chairs in their annex mm-hmm. room, so we think we were at about 50,
yeah.
somewhere in the 50s.
Over 50
yeah.
people.
So thank you if you came to that. I hope you got a lot from it. I hope
yes.
you met other creatives and are working on collaborations.
Thank you so much. That was amazing. And we've all been in the summer slumpies, especially here in downtown Las Vegas.
Yes.
Like, it's so freaking hot, and we met on a Monday morning, kind of like a random Monday. And over 50 people came.
Yeah. Well, and that's why, too, we were thinking, you know, if we get 10 or 15 people, because we know in summer it's hot, people are less likely to come to events.
Just a slow season here.
Yeah, and it's morning, it's a work week, you mm-hmm. know, we weren't sure what to expect, so we were pleasantly surprised to see that people were coming out for that. So thank you if you came to that.
Yeah, thank you so much.
If you missed it, we want to do it again. So
we'll definitely have to keep it going. People had a genuine... good time.
Yes.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. It was really fun. So today we're going to talk about coming out of your summer slump. If you're with us, and maybe if you are on the East Coast or somewhere else in the world listening, and you have the winter slumpies, just
yes.
replay this in a couple months, okay?
There you go.
But yeah, I wanted to talk about, a vacation that I went on. So 2 weeks ago I went on vacation, and it came at the perfect time.
Yes.
My car had just gotten stolen. I think that's where we left mm-hmm. off on the last
yes.
episode.
Last
when shit
episode.
Hits the fan.
Yes, you were sharing that.
Yeah. Found out some not so good health news about my mom, so it was just a weird week, and I was
yeah.
really looking forward to the next week going out of town. And really, I didn't even totally plan on unplugging. I just planned on, you know, okay, I'm going to be as present as I can be. I know I have to work maybe a couple hours during that trip, but for the most part, I'll be with family, and I was seeing cousins and aunts and uncles and people that I hadn't seen in a couple years, and so that was really fun. And then actually when I got up to South Lake Tahoe, I was like in a time warp, and there was like no internet.
Guys, there was no internet.
It was amazing. I was telling Kelly, I was like, we had an issue with the workshop downtown website
yeah.
with the payment thing going on, and I was...
Always happens during a lunch.
Yeah, of
yeah.
course.
Awesome.
Going to find some Wi-Fi, because the Wi-Fi at the place we were staying was so... painfully spotty that I was just like, I just can't deal with this. I'm going to be sitting here for 4 hours trying to do like a 5-6 minute task. So I went out seeking coffee and Wi-Fi, and I found this cute little cafe, and I went in, I waited in line for like 20 minutes. I ended up getting a juice, like an $8 juice, and I was like, you know what? It's good. I'm getting my greens in today. I'm going to get my Wi-Fi, get this work done really quick and be out of here. And I asked the girl, I'm like, oh, can I have your Wi-Fi password? And she's like, we don't have Wi-Fi. And I just kind of did this like, oh, okay.
What year is it?
Yeah, I've got like my computer on one hand, you know, and I'm like, do you know where I could find Wi-Fi? And she's like, And I've got this major line of people behind me, and I'm like, I hate to be that person, but, like, I really need the Wi-Fi.
But you want
right
it
now.
Up.
Yeah. And she turns around to her manager, and she's like, hey, John, you know, do you know where this girl could find Wi-Fi? And I'm just thinking, like, God, this is so amazing right now, because I want to be unplugged, but it's also really frustrating, because I just need to be plugged in for a couple minutes.
5 minutes with your Wi-Fi.
Long story short, she... And in retrospect, she probably is in high school, so maybe she hasn't hit that college point yet of, like, needing to find Wi-Fi immediately.
Yeah.
But...
She hasn't felt that pain yet.
Yeah, she hasn't felt that pain. She doesn't know. But it was hilarious because my sister was with me, and I'm just like, this is crazy. And, like, if I were prepared to be totally unplugged, I would have done all my work before I came up. But I figured I'd at least have an hour here or there to do, you know, stuff.
And you didn't think it was 1984,
yeah,
right?
For sure, yeah. So it was fun. We ended up finding Wi-Fi at a cute cafe. And then, of course, anytime I travel, I like to take notes about where I go, what I eat, what I like. If I don't like it, I don't write about it or write it down. But... and then I've been formulating those into blog posts, so FYI on Sister House Collective blog, it's coming a little...
I love your Portland one.
Oh, thank you. A little guide to South Lake Tahoe, and I'll be talking about Wi-Fi and no Wi-Fi, but anyway, all that to say, went on vacation, had a truly unplugged weekend.
I know, it was like the first time I haven't talked to you in a really long time.
Yeah.
And when I saw you today, I was like, oh my God, Ashley.
Yeah.
And came back with a tan.
I'm feeling refreshed.
Yes. Yeah. You look healthy.
Oh, thank
and
you.
You had like time off.
Yeah. And I think,
how does that feel?
It feels good. I feel like I now, okay, so I came out of my summer slump. This is all kind of helping me. I definitely, a few days after coming back to town, had those like post-vacation blues.
Yeah.
But I'm getting over it, and I'm feeling motivated again, and this kind of goes back to things we've talked about before, but just kind of hitting that reset button. And for summer, I wanted to share, definitely, if you can unplug for more than one day, do it, because it was so good for me to just kind of just, like, settle down and slow down for a couple days.
Mm.
And I set my vacation mode on my email before I left.
Yep.
And I didn't say, I'll get back to you when I can. I said, I am on vacation until August 6th, and then I'll start answering emails. So, like,
putting
not
down
even,
the boundaries.
Yeah, not even opening up email until after August 6th. So, that felt really good. And I did put in there, you know, if it's absolutely urgent, you can text me. Nothing was really that urgent, you know, so it was good.
So when you know that you get the summer slumpies, what do you feel? Like, how did you feel like you needed a vacation? Which may sound like a really silly question, but I feel like some people are just, like, struggling throughout the day, and they're feeling like, well, maybe this is normal, but, like, they're really in a slump.
For sure. I think feeling burnt out, tired, and not, like, burnt out of, like, months and months of trying to do something, but just, like, at the end of the day, exhausted from just, like, daily tasks.
From just life.
Yeah, life. Life, there's a lot to deal with.
I feel you. I have the summer slumpies, and honestly, I have been making some changes at home and things like that, and just clearing my space, and I feel so much better.
Yes.
I don't know if it's, like, the heat. Really, the heat... And, like, staying inside in AC all the time, and just, like, maybe even the noise of AC now kind of, like, drives me crazy, which sounds strange.
No, I get it.
And we had a power outage twice.
Oh, no.
And my trailer was the only one that didn't lose power. So I was very grateful
come to, your
to
house?
The summer. Well, I have an Airstream, yeah. So I was like, sorry, guy.
You're all open the door.
Yeah, I was like, you can stand by my door, you know, one at a time. But I was so grateful that, like, yeah. I did have AC, but at the same time, the noise of the AC. So I've been playing a lot more music, and I figured out how to hook up my Pandora to my Bluetooth so that the music is in the Airstream.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yes.
That's so nice.
And honestly, just doing that has helped me so much. And yeah. I feel refreshed.
Today I had a moment while I was driving downtown. Like I mentioned, our car got stolen. We, huge blessing, bought my cousin's old car, which is new to us, which feels good. It's a 2003 Corolla.
Yes.
And it's got a tape player. And my cousin has collected all these great tapes over the years. So,
wow.
Today I was listening to Tom Petty, I think. And just, like, I'm driving by myself, and I had a moment where I was like, what feels good right now? Because I'm too in my head. I'm thinking of all the things I have to do. I don't have the baby with me. So I just turn the music super loud on the freeway. And I'm just singing along, driving along. And I was like, this feels like summer, you know, like, but
yes.
summer in high school, kind of,
yes.
you know,
yes.
before
like
we had all the,
or...
yeah, responsibility and all the things to do. So definitely, yeah, music, I think. I agree with that.
It lifts you back up.
For sure. Yes. I agree.
I've been blasting a lot of music too. Mm-hmm. And just like, even though it's really hot, I have been opening up my trailer door for a little bit and letting the dogs like run in and out. Just to, like, have some circulation.
For sure.
I think not having, like, stale air helps. And I saged everything today. Everything.
The
dongs, myself.
Yeah.
My wallet.
Yeah.
My computer. Like, I have a small house.
Yeah.
It was a small ceremony. Yeah. But just that, like, refreshing the space really helped.
I've been wanting to start making little room fragrances. I did that when I first started Sister House, and had
Please
done that a little
do.
Bit before. And I think I might do that as like a make and take kind of thing at this workshop that I'm teaching this weekend.
The name Make and Take. Love it.
Yeah.
Did you come up with that?
No, I think that's like a doTERRA thing, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I was gonna say, that was brilliant.
Yeah. Thanks, doTERRA.
Thanks, doTERRA.
No, I went to a class one time that they were like, yeah, you make something and you take it. And I was like, yeah, I love that concept. It's like when I would have DIY parties or like craft meetups at my house when I lived in Santa Cruz and didn't know anybody and needed friends.
There you go. That's,
that's
how you make
what
friends.
We would do. Yeah.
You know what we did too Monday night here at Ferguson's? The girls who live in here, we got together, we drank wine, and then Andy of Tribal Afternoon came over and she brought like, really awesome paper and pens and markers, and we drew pictures.
That's fun.
Of like random things. I taught them how to write Chinese characters. Mm. We drew cats.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and Andy has all these awesome markers. You know her calligraphy is like really pretty. And she came over and we did that and we drank wine and no one was on their phones.
So nice.
And I felt like, huh.
Revived.
Yeah. This is it. This is living. We made it, you know? Like, we could paint pictures for no damn reason on a Monday night. It was, like, 7 o'clock, and just a bunch of the girls were in the kitchen, and we just shot the shit, talked about growing up and life, and no one was on their phones, and everyone was just, like, doodling and drinking wine, and then this random guy who's staying here... Maybe he's not that random, but he's random to me. But he, like, wrote a poem and then, like, recited his poem to us. And it was
That's
about, like,
so fun.
Quantum physics and life and all this stuff. I'm like, who is this mystery man? Like, yes, please write a poem and read it to us. Like, you know what I'm saying? It felt like study abroad.
Yeah.
College.
It's not the normal routine.
It's not the... I think that's the biggest thing for the summer slumpies.
Yes.
You gotta shake it up.
Yeah, shake it up. And also, to surround yourself with people, or go do an event or something with people you wouldn't ordinarily be around.
I think that's why so many people liked our meetup, because it was people that, like, they maybe follow online, or they look up to, or they like, I just know me personally, some people that showed up, I'm like, damn, I really love you, and you don't even know who I am, so thank you for coming
for
here.
For sure, yeah.
Just, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Also, too, for the summer slumps, if you have something that's still on your mind that you've been thinking about all damn year, The summertime is a good time to clear that shit up.
Yeah, especially if you're hiding out in the AC.
Yes, and you're just stirring in your own shit. And you're like, just feeling uncomfortable and hot and gross, and you're sweating, and like maybe you just got bangs cut and then they're sticking to your forehead and you don't know what to do. You and things are just all getting to you. Speak up. I notice that like summertime, especially for business, that tends to be a slower time in the industries that I'm in. It's a good time to like clear stuff up, plant seeds, follow through with stuff when it's a little bit quieter. So when fall comes around and when winter comes around, you're ready. You're in a really good space. And that, for me, helps me feel okay. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be cool weather again. Mm-hmm. We'll be able to go outside again and, like, walk down the street without feeling like you're going to die from heat exhaustion. Mm-hmm. Like, I walked across the street and I gave someone a hug and they were like, oh, my God, Kelly, you're so hot. I'm like, oh, my God. I just crossed the street. Like, it wasn't even a big adventure, you know? Yeah. That helped me, too.
Mm-hmm. And I like to, Kelly, earlier this year when we started the workshop downtown, one of the workshops she taught, and then we talked about it on one of the first episodes, was getting organized in your to-do list and breaking it up by season. Yes. So I know for me that has helped hold me accountable. So I can look now and say, okay, end of summer is coming up. What do I have on my to-do list for fall? What were my goals from the beginning of the year? Are they still my goals now? And how can I adjust them to the way that things have been going? Kelly and I talked about this before we started recording, but just, like, taking a moment to reevaluate, like, okay, what were my goals in the beginning of the year? Mm-hmm. Or what have been, you know, the goals that I set out to accomplish this month or this season, whatever it may be? How do I feel about them? Yes. Was it something I was really stoked on starting and then now it feels overwhelming, or was it something that I said I was going to do in a month and then now I still haven't done it? Like, do I need to get cracking?
It's still on the list, yeah.
Yeah.
This is a good time to go over, comb back over. Mm-hmm. I just did that with Vegination and all of our work. Like, mm-hmm. literally created this really cool worksheet that I want to make one for the workshop downtown because I'm really hot on it right now. But just getting that organized, mm-hmm. and then sharing it with people so you have that accountability and you have that, like, yes, this is the roadmap that I'm working on. Mm-hmm. It feels so damn good.
Yeah.
You're focused, you're organized, you're on top of your game. You're like, yes, we're planting seeds. Like, yeah.
That's so good.
Super into worksheets right now.
Mm-hmm. And one last thing, I think, before we end it, but not accepting the lifestyle of hustle. In the summer, I think we're like, I know one part of my slump is that I get down on myself because I'm like, ugh, I just don't have the mental capacity or energy right now to do all the things I want to do.
Yeah.
And also then just saying, like, okay, my life, for me at least, I don't want it to feel like I'm hustling all the time. So reevaluating, okay, yeah, what were those goals? What do they feel like? Do I feel like I'm doing too much?
Why am I doing this?
Yeah, why? What is the intention behind this? What am I saying yes to? We've talked about that before. That maybe I'm saying yes for the wrong reason. What are things that I can do that will fill me up? Or how can I adjust kind of where I'm at so that I don't feel this craziness of trying to do a ton? Because it's summertime, too. I think, like, if you grew up in the school system in, you know, like a 9-month school. And for me, I grew up with teachers and, like, most of my... Well, yeah, my siblings and my aunts and uncles, I have a lot of teachers in my family, so summertime for them has always been, like...
That's so cool.
A chill time, yeah. Mm-hmm. But so for me, when I went into, like, the working world, and then I realized, like, wait, I don't get summer off.
This is
off.
A 24/7 thing.
I know. Yeah, I get 3 weeks a year or whatever, you know? I was just like, oh my gosh, this sucks.
And as an entrepreneur, like, you had to make your own vacation time. Like, you don't get vacation.
Yeah. Yeah, so really... Yeah,
I'm really
assessing that. Thank you.
You are my goals right now.
Oh, thanks.
I was like, if Ashley's doing it, I could do it too.
Yes,
I have to plan it out.
And set the boundaries, like we said before, you leave town. Set up your email.
Yes.
Let people know you're going offline, or if you're just going to unplug for a day or two.
That's, you know I'm a big one on that.
Yeah, just do it.
I love it.
Yeah, reset, restart, get out of the slumpies,
refresh.
Guys.
Oh, and... if you feel like you're in the summer slumpies and you're local and you're in Las Vegas, and you'll be in Las Vegas on August 17th and 18th, we have summer camp.
Yes.
It's our first ever two-day retreat. We're testing it out in the summer. Because we get it, like, people get the summer slumpies, which that's, I think, my new favorite word.
We do.
Good job, Ashley.
Thank you.
And we want to be with you guys. We get it. We're with you. So we're refreshing everything. And in our next episode, we're going to talk about blogging, which we'll also talk about in summer camp. And we have a local expert, Diana Edelman, talking about blogging and
SEO. Yes, she is the blogger behind Vegan's Baby.
She's legit. She's like
she's
my
a wizard.
She is a blogging wizard. I'm going to tell her that. That's going to be her new title. She's super good, and we have Joy of the Cupcake Girls, who will be speaking about how to implement self-care practices while running a business, like more
she's
tangible.
So good at that.
She really is, and holding her team accountable, like how does she do it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are they doing?
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to talk about social media, creating content, and what's cool is that we're only taking on a very small amount of people, so that when you're listening to the workshops and they're in the space with us, you're literally going to work on the stuff,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to feel refreshed, we're going to feed you, we're going to give you coffee, so you're going to be locked and loaded. Brianna will be there, yes, so if you want to know about podcasting, Brianna will be there, and we're in a safe space, if you will, to get out of that slump and just recognize you're in a slump and mm-hmm. be like, yeah, we get it. We're with you, but we're going to change this narrative around and like talk about money and talk about getting it together so that when you leave that, you're refreshed, you're ready to roll
mm-hmm.
and hopefully learn some really cool tools to help you finish out the year strong.
Yes. And you're going to get a cool workshop downtown pencil.
Oh my God. Did you? Yeah. It's so freaking cute.
This is the stuff we get excited about.
Yeah. Like, it's a real pencil.
Branded material.
Branded pencil. And it's so cute. And it really made my day.
It's a cute pencil. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, yeah, it's legit. I feel like now we're legit.
Yeah.
We have a brand.
Now
pencil.
We've made it. We have
yeah.
a branded pencil. Now we've
Workshop
made it.
Downtown is real. We have a branded pencil. Things got official. So if you want to do that, definitely grab the last seats. We only have a few left. And you can go to our website, link in our Instagram bio. But the bit.ly link is bit.ly/theworkshopdowntownsummer.
Sweet.
Go to that link.
Don't use sweet at the end of that. I was just saying
oh, yeah.
sweet.
Yeah, just summer. Stop it at
yeah.
summer. But we'll put the link in all of that good stuff so you could grab the last seats. But yeah, if you're feeling the summer slumps, we got you. Come to summer camp. Take some advice that we shared tonight. And let us know how it's going. Let us know what you're clearing up or cleaning up.
Mm-hmm.
Heading out. Whatever it is, I'm plugging on, we want to know.
Yeah, and then kickstart right into that next
yes.
season.
Yes, because fall will be here in any minute, and fall, especially if you're in Vegas, is busy.
Mm-hmm.
Super busy. I think everyone waits for the weather to cool down, and mm-hmm. then it's lit.
Yeah, it's a good way
to
put it. I
never use that word, but I'm going to use it now.
But that's, yeah.
But it's true.
Yeah.
You know? Like, October here, there's so much going on.
Every
like,
single weekend. Yeah.
Every weekend. And, like, you want to be in it. You want to grow your business. You want to grow your visions. You want to grow your blog. You want to grow your social.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're doing it. We want to end the year strong. So use this time when it's quiet and slower to clean stuff up.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Me too.
We got you. All right. Over and out. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.